From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. The writer Jonah Lehrer says, and this is a quote, "The lies are over now." Yesterday, he resigned from his job as a staff writer for The New Yorker. It was one of the most prestigious jobs in journalism. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, over the past few months, there's been a series of revelations about Lehrer's writing.
Jonah Lehrer started to attract unwanted attention earlier this year when his magazine work was found to liberally borrow from his own previously published articles. It seemed lazy and embarrassing, but not punishable. Around the same time, Lehrer's third book came out, Imagine. He talked about it on this program. It examines the nature of creativity and starts with a discussion of a moment when musician Bob Dylan thought about switching to novels. Here's a reading.
"Just when Dylan was most determined to stop creating music, he was overcome with a strange feeling. Quote, it's a hard thing to describe, Dylan would later remember. It's just this sense that you got something to say.
Lehrer claims the result was the song Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
When journalist Michael Moynihan picked up Imagine, he was already a little suspicious.
There were moments in it that I thought things were fishy. I thought the general premise of the chapter that, you know, Dylan had a creative breakthrough with the writing of Like a Rolling Stone was wrong. I mean, that's a matter of opinion, but I think it was an album before that. And, you know, these are things that Dylan nerds like myself care about.
Now, Dylan nerds are notorious completists.
So everything that Bob Dylan has ever said in public happens to be online and happens to be cataloged somewhere in which I can find it fairly easily.
But Moynihan could not find several Dylan quotes Lehrer used in his first chapter. So the journalist started a 3-week-long correspondence with the author, who gave increasingly fantastical excuses for lacking sources.
There was a point where it seemed panicky, and that's when it started to unravel.
Lehrer confessed, and Moynihan published an article in the online magazine Tablet that led to Lehrer's resignation from The New Yorker, where he'd been a rising star. The book was a bestseller, another coup for the 31-year-old writer who was frequently asked to discuss science, creativity, and the brain, including on NPR and with Stephen Colbert.
So the creative act then would be seeing something that already exists and saying, I want to use that in a different way.
Exactly. A new connection between things that already exist.
That's also theft. What? So, hey, I like your car. I'd like to use that in a different way. Like me driving it. Is that an act of creativity?
It can sometimes be a fine line, you
yes.
know.
Lehrer's predicament, given his preferred topic, makes irony in this case an understatement.
This is the predictable outcome of expecting a young journalist to be the next Oliver Sacks.
That's literary agent Scott Mendel. He says Lehrer benefited too quickly from a system that likes its stars. Sacks spent decades as a practicing neurologist and psychologist.
It was easy for people to forget that part of Jonah Lehrer's background and expertise didn't exist.
Mendel says throughout history, nonfiction writers have always faked materials, discovered lost texts that weren't, or made up characters or events. What's new, he says, is how quickly Lehrer was exposed. Fact-checking, meet crowdsourcing.
You can't write about something people care deeply about without assuming that hundreds, if not thousands, of people are going to immediately begin checking your facts.
Why people do it in this day and age, when it's so easy to get caught, is beyond me.
Journalist Michael Moynihan takes no pleasure in having exposed someone whose talent he says he admired.
Look, in the course of doing my job, I was ensuring that somebody else would lose theirs. And that's not fun.
Jonah Lehrer's publisher has stopped shipping Imagine and pulled the ebook version. Refunds are being offered to readers whose trust was betrayed. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.